In the book, The Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood, the mother insists that the circus stay open late so that her daughter gets to ride the elephant. It's her way of making sure her child gets an extra special experience. I had that opportunity last weekend after I read a newspaper article asking for locals to host filmmakers traveling to Wilmington for Kookaloras. My son Edward wants to one day be a filmmaker, so I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity for him to meet a famous director who would take Edward under his wing, thereby moving him out of our garage apartment, and the trajectory of his successful career would begin. I was hoping that perhaps Bobby De Niro or Woody Allen would be our house guest. The day before the festival, I received a call from the Kookaloras office telling me that the name of my soon-to-be house guest, and it was not Bobby or Woody, but a four-member rock band named Dead Leaf Echo from Brooklyn. My heart stopped. I had figured any band with the word dead in their title must be goth, criminal, or prone to bite the heads off of bats. I immediately texted Danny Brawley, and he assured me that this band would not abduct my beautiful 17-year-old daughter, burn down my house, or sacrifice my puppy. I took him at his word, because how can you not? He is the most adorable man I have ever known. I want to squeeze him, but I'm afraid he would call the cops. So then I decided to be a proper hostess, and I went to stock the kitchen with whatever things I think a rock band would like. Were they the tofu granola type, or the vodka marijuana type? To cover my bases, I got a little bit of everything except for the marijuana. Then they drove into the driveway. I had whipped myself into such a frenzy that I was almost hyperventilating. They were looking at me like I was a nut, and they would probably text Dan Brawley too, asking if they were safe to stay with me. The band members, LG, Steve, Kevin, and Anna, were as darling as could possibly be. Of course they had that rock band look, appropriately scruffy with tight black jeans, which is exactly how my son looks, so I was delighted to host some cool people and support Kookaloras. The band's video had been nominated for an award, and they were scheduled to perform at Ziggy's downtown at 11 o'clock p.m., about 2 hours past our bedtime. My husband and I felt that we must go in order to improve our cool factor, which is rather low at best. As the evening progressed, we knew that we were not going to be cool enough to hear our very own rock band perform at Ziggy's, but we knew that Edward could represent our family. So we waved them goodbye as we watched TV and ate popcorn. I had a flashback of when I thought I was a cool teenager, waving goodnight to my parents as they watched Lawrence Welk on a Saturday night, thinking they were so boring. How delightful to realize that staying home on a Saturday night, watching Lawrence Welk with your husband is as good as it gets. I'll let my children be the cool ones in the family.